You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you think about the verb dive too hard, it can shake your confidence that you know what past tense you use, and maybe you have more than one.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with me now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Kruzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So, Ann, in the space of you saying that and me talking right now, I thought about it way too hard, and now my confidence regarding the verb dive is completely gone, so I need your help.
Do you have any gut sense if I said, let's imagine there's a pool and it was yesterday and yesterday you...
I would probably go with dove. But if I were writing, I would probably go back and forth a few times before I settled on dove. But my instinct is to say dove.
And the other possibility being dived. This question came to me twice within the space of a couple of weeks. One person who emailed me is Catherine, a listener of That's What They Say, and a self-proclaimed language geek, and she wrote in about verbs. She gave the example of take, play, played, played. So the past tense is played and the past participle is played, as in, I have played tennis. And that's a regular verb. Then you take an irregular verb like drive. Today I drive. Yesterday I drove. I have driven. Then we get the question of, okay, so take dive. You have the past tense dove. I also have the past tense dove. So we have dive. Yesterday I dove. I have
divin.
And we all say, wait a minute. That isn't how that verb works. But I thought, what is my past participle? So I have blank three times. I have dived three times. I have dove three times. It made me realize that I think I do everything I can to avoid using the past participle of dive.
Yeah, that's the workaround.
This raises the question of why is dive so tricky? And here's the answer. For much of its life, it has been a regular ED verb. Dive, past tense, dived, past participle, dived. And then in the modern era, we English speakers, both British and American, created an irregular past tense because sometimes we do that. The analogy here seems pretty clearly to be drive, drove, dive, dove. While we're here talking about these kinds of verbs, let me just step back and talk about the history of English a little bit, because I had never, until I took a linguistics course, I had never thought about how these verbs work. We now have regular verbs that take ED, and then we have these irregular verbs that do something else. But in Old English, the language of Beowulf, you actually had two classes of regular verbs. You had the verbs that take a final D, what we now think of as regular verbs. And then you had another really robust class of verbs that made the past tense by changing the internal vowel. That was a regular thing to do. Now, enough of those have become ED verbs or have died that we just think of them as irregular verbs. But you can see the traces of the system when you look at, for example, sing, sang, sung, ring, rang, rung, swim, swam, swum. You can see that all of those verbs change their vowel in the same way, which is a remnant of this earlier class of verbs. Every once in a while, we then take a regular verb and decide to make it irregular and do a vowel change. One of my favorite stories about this is I was once teaching about this, and I said, sometimes we do this, and the graduate student instructor I was working with raised his hand. He said, you know, the other day I heard someone use drug as the past tense of drag, which is, again, taking a drag, dragged, and making it drag, drug. And I turn to the rest of the class, and I say, so how many of you are drug users? And as soon as the words left my mouth, I thought, that is not at all the question that I meant to ask. And the students, of course, were just in uproarious laughter by my asking about a verb in that way.
Well, Anne, I'm glad we dove into that one. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Kruzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.